Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at St. Robert Bellarmine. He was born in Italy in 1542, and he entered the Jesuits at the age of 18. He was one of the most marvelous teachers, and in fact, his lectures defending the faith became the classic Counter-Reformation text on the controversies. Even after being made a cardinal, Robert sought an austere life according to the model of St. Ignatius, and at the end of his life he produced a spiritual treatise each year, a body of work entirely directed to concentrating the soul's energy on the Lord Jesus, intensely known, loved, and imitated. Listen to that part again. Each year he produced a body of work entirely directed to concentrating the soul's energy on the Lord Jesus, intensely known, loved, and imitated. That's a summary by Pope Benedict XVI. He was named a Doctor of the Church in 1931, so here is a man totally committed to the Lord, serving in every way with the gifts that he had. And the Church offers us, for the first reading today, St. Paul to Timothy, his first letter, chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Beloved, this saying is trustworthy. Whoever aspires to the office of bishop desires a noble task. Therefore, a bishop must be irreproachable, married only once, temperate, self-controlled, decent, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not aggressive, but gentle, not contentious, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, keeping his children under control with perfect dignity. For a man does not know how to manage his own household, how can he take care of the church of God? He should not be a recent convert so that he may not become conceited and thus incur the devil's punishment. He must also have a good reputation among outsiders so that he may not fall into disgrace, the devil's trap. We've seen so many fall into disgrace today. Are you praying for that? It is the devil's trap. We need to pray for them. Pray for all of our bishops and all of our priests. Pray daily. Please, even if you said the Lord's Prayer, a Hail Mary, and the Glory Be every day for that intention, it would be a blessing for so many people. In fact, I'd like to really encourage all of you who are listening to the program today. What about we all pray together? I pray a rosary every day for this intention. You don't have to do that. You can make some short prayers, but every day give the Lord at least the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be to the Father, asking God your Father to help the priest today. The reading that we're looking at goes on to say, similarly, deacons must be dignified and not deceitful, not addicted to drink, not greedy for sordid gain, holding fast to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Moreover, they should be tested first. Then, if there is nothing against them, let them serve as deacons. Women similarly should be dignified, not slanderers. How many times do we gossip? How many times do we pass on things that it would probably be better if we kept quiet and not do that? We should be dignified, not slanderers. Be temperate and faithful in everything. Deacons must be married only once and must manage their children and their households well. Thus, those who serve well as deacons gain good standing and much confidence in their faith in Christ Jesus. You know, deacons and their wives today in a particular way really are bearers of the gospel. In the society in which we're living right now, where there's great difficulty, your kindness, your generosity, your willingness to pray if somebody asks you to pray for something, just those little things that you think, oh, well, that's not much. But doing that, really doing that, can make all the difference in the world for someone who desperately needs the prayer. Whether they know it or not, they do. So I ask you to pray and serve well, that your deacons may serve well and gain good standing, and all of us might gain much confidence in our faith in Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this is not just some saying that was written thousands of years ago. The first letter of Timothy, chapter 3, and he's really saying what is good. He's saying what is true. And so often, it's so easy to slip into the pattern of, well, on Sunday I'll do that. I go to church on Sunday, or I go to church on Saturday or another day for confession. Then I'll say those prayers. Every day, carve out 15 minutes. Every day. And ask the Lord, how do you want me to pray today? Is there someone especially that I could pray for? He'll use you. Ask him. If you don't get an answer right away, do what you think you should do. But when there is a need, there's always a need, but when there is a great need, the Lord will let you know. In some way, if you ask that question every day, Lord, how can I pray? How can I advance your kingdom? How can this be better for another person? How can I pray, Lord? Teach me, show me. The responsorial psalm tells us, I will walk with blameless heart. I will persevere in the way of integrity. When will you come to me? I will walk with blameless heart. Within my house, I will not set before my eyes any base thing. How about that? What do I watch on TV? Where do I spend any excess time I have? Where do I spend it? I don't mean that you have to be on your knees 24/7, but where is your time of prayer? Where do you turn to the Lord? Where do you give him your concerns? Where do you seek his help? I will walk with blameless heart. That's how we want to walk. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will destroy. The man of haughty eyes and puffed up heart, I will not endure. Have you fallen into being haughty or puffed up? Do you speak negatively of your neighbor? We want to walk with blameless heart. The Lord says, my eyes are faith upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of integrity shall be in my service. Brothers and sisters, think about that. It isn't just on this day of the week, or it's not just at this event that I'm going to put on my holy face, so to speak. But every day, turn to him. Every day. Ask him who you can pray for. Ask him what you can do. God hears you. If you don't hear anything from the Lord, you take what you know is right in front of you. You take what you see, either in your family or your friends or your acquaintances, your workmates, wherever. Just pray for whatever you think is needed. But ask him always, because he may have something more specific for you to pray for. The gospel for today is taken from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her, and when the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, do not weep. He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, young man, I tell you, arise. The dead man sat up, and he began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. I can see people fainting all over the place. You have something like that happen just in a certain sense out of the blue. Perhaps you've not seen any miracles of Jesus. He did them. He does do them. He does them even now at times. Young man, I tell you, arise. And the young man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all. That means like a kind of reverence, astonishment. Doesn't mean shock in the sense of, oh, could have been somebody fainted, but it really is more seeing what the Lord can do with those who trust him. And it says here, fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, a great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people. This report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. More and more people got to know who Jesus was. More and more. Brothers and sisters, let's just take a couple of minutes here and ask ourselves, what do I need to pray for? For whom do I need to pray? What can I do to strengthen that family? What can I do to help my friend? What can I help to do for my enemy? All of them, brothers and sisters. Hopefully we don't have enemies, but sometimes we do. Do we take time to pray for all of them? All of them. Someone may look like they're at their peak of their existence and they're doing fine. Pray for them. Pray for them. Because what we want to do is not just give people satisfaction in this life. We want to introduce more and more people to the God who walks with you every day, even though you don't see him. He walks right with you every day. Talk to him. Pray. Ask help every day. We're laden many times with many burdens, but the Lord will help us if we are willing to turn to him all the time. And that's what we don't do. He's kind of the last resort, isn't he? You know, someone will say, oh, well, maybe I'll pray. Maybe I should pray for that. But that's after 6 months of torture. Turn to the Lord right away. And even if it seems minor to you and you say, oh, yeah, Hail Mary, full of grace, that can be a very just quick, yeah, I prayed. But really come to the Lord. Just come to him. Say, Lord, this is my friend. Please help my friend. Or this is my enemy. Please help my enemy. You never thought you could do that, but you can pray for your enemies. God will give you great grace and help and endurance. Do not be afraid. And if the struggle, the problem is right in your own family, work situation, health situation, disobedience of a child in a serious way, whatever it might be, pray. Pray before you go to bed. Pray when you first get up in the morning. Pray. Maybe set your alarm at least 10 minutes earlier and you say, oh, I can't possibly. Well, then 5 minutes earlier. But just set it a few minutes earlier so you really can get down on your knees and pray, because God is always awake and he walks with blameless heart and he wants to help you. He knows what you most need to be safe with him in heaven and in great joy with him in heaven. He knows what you most need. Go to him, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.